Sweet and Swing, served to you by the Wine Cellar.
A very good evening to you. To Sweet and Swing here on Manx Radio once again, brought to you by the Wine Cellar, of course, in Douglas. I'm Howard Kane. A pleasure to have your company. And this evening, some George Shearing at the BBC. More gold standards. Donald Swann, but not as you might have heard him before. We'll fit it all in between night and day. To get going, isn't there? Night and day. Well, we're in night, and hopefully there will be another day tomorrow, one way or another. Fingers crossed it's not lamping it down with rain. Are you getting fed up with the rain yet? It is our, I suppose, fairly default standard late autumn weather, isn't it? It does seem to be the way, if we're going to get any sort of weather in the run-up towards Christmas, it's usually wet and windy. Gone are the days. We were talking the other day with someone, and they were saying how they remember going out to bonfire parties and such like, wrapped up when they were kids, like Nanook of the North, with gloves and bubble hats and scarf and whatever, could it be really cold, apart from the fire. And now, yes, you could almost go out into your bonfire in shorts and a T-shirt, if it was a wise thing to do so. The chances are you're not going to get frostbite, at least. So it seems, anyway. And I see where they're coming from. I still have, as we speak, my shorts on. And I'm getting a few strange looks now, but I do point out to the naysayers, when it gets cold, I'll put my trousers back on again. But it was still, when I went out early doors this morning, 10 degrees. That's not that cold, really, for late November, is it? We'll leave it there. Leighton and Johnson, a vocal and piano duo very popular in the 20s and 30s. Turner Leighton and Clarence Tandy Johnston. Tandy, that's a good name, isn't it? Got together in New York in the early 20s and then moved over to England and met with their great success on the other side of the pond. And would you believe, between 1924 and 1935, they sold over 10 million records. And as we say so often these days, do you remember them? I suppose it is 100 years ago, almost. Well, not 1924, not quite, but not far off, is it? Terrifying to think, but... So maybe I'm being unfair, maybe that's the passage of time, but gosh, don't often hear them now, do you? Leighton and Johnson. They also appeared frequently on the BBC radio back in the day, and then disbanded in 1935. And in, as we have sometimes said before on this show, some things never change. Why did they disband? Because Clarence Johnston became involved in a very highly publicised divorce scandal. Whisper not a word of it abroad. As I say, the hats change, the clothing's change, human nature and the interest in the public amongst what the famous get up to doesn't really alter, just the technology. If there'd been Twitter and social media in those days, it would have been exactly the same, one thinks. As it was all over the newspapers instead, and I suspect it might have been on the radio, I don't know. Would have been in the newspapers, though, wouldn't it, I guess? If not social media. Well, I hope we're all doing well, or well enough, as they say. Bit of George Shearing here, been rummaging around again in the archives I've been transferring up here. Some of the great BBC series. They did a whole series of concerts, and I've got a few at home as well, some more modern ones. And this is George Shearing doing some piano and vocals, and Neil Swainson on the bass. So I thought we might take a track from that. And as I said, Donald Swan, but not Flanders and Swan. No, no, no. Another side of Donald Swan. You may or may not know. Who knows? Right. Here's a little novelty one for you.
Say it's only a paper moon, sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Barnum and Bailey world,
just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
There, yes. It was only a paper moon, and who was delivering that to us? Ukulele Ike. Does that ring any bells? Ukulele Ike, another one of those massive in his day and then, yeah, fell on hard times somewhat. It's a familiar story, isn't it, on this show quite often. Cliff Edwards was his real name. Singer, musician, actor, voiceover, really popular again in the 20s and through to the early 30s with, well, things like that, really. Jazzy, sort of very easy on the ear renditions of standards and novelty tunes. Had a big hit in 1929, just as the Depression was coming on, with Singing in the Rain. And if you thought his voice sounded vaguely familiar, you might be right if you're a bit of a Disney fan, because he also did voiceovers for quite a few animated cartoons, including some of the Disney's, and perhaps his best known. Any guesses? Shout it at the radio. A Walt Disney classic. He was the voice of Jiminy Cricket in Pinocchio, 1940. He was also Dandy Jim Crow in Walt Disney's Dumbo as well, the next year, 1941. Very, very successful, certainly in his early years, but again, he was one of those ones who couldn't really keep everything together. He spent most of his money, wasted it on, well, the usual suspects, I would say. He was a heavy smoker, he was a bit of an alcoholic, he had a drug habit, and he gambled. There's a happier quartet. It's a wonder he's lasted as long as he did in many ways, and how he kept his voice with all that abuse and, well, I don't know. So not surprisingly, he didn't have a great deal of money. Great shame in the latter years, yes. Would hang around at Walt Disney Studios, apparently, trying to get a bit of voice work and telling stories to some of the animators to keep them entertained in the hope that they'd buy him lunch. Sad story, but great song in any case. And yes, if nothing else, I suppose, Jiminy Cricket will live on forever in so many lives, I guess. So many lives. Wonderful stuff. How about a bit of Lou Stone? We haven't had any Lou Stone for a wee while, and here is one, I think, which could be very appropriate for our current times. There's something wrong with the weather.
Something wrong with the weather. Now we're no longer together. It's always raining now, sweetheart. Ever since you went away, sunny skies are always gray. I can't believe it's true that we would ever part. There's something wrong when I'm walking. The friends we knew now are talking. It's plain for all the world to see. I know I've made a foolish blunder, and without you, can you wonder? It's always raining now, sweetheart. Thank you.
Something wrong with the weather. Well, it could be. I don't know. Is it climate change or is it just, well, take your pick on that one. Certainly get some very odd weather these days, don't we? Lou Stone and the Boys, of course. Lou, one of the greats in so many ways. At the height of his career, he was one of the best ones going, mixing with the cream of society, on nodding terms with royalty and cabinet ministers and millionaires and movers and shakers. He was right up there. Born at the back end of the 19th century in 1898 and self-taught and sort of shot to fame after he joined up with Roy Fox's orchestra in the Monseigneur restaurant in London's Piccadilly. And then, of course, he was actually much happier in the back rows. He was a great arranger, great musician, wasn't really a natural leader, didn't really want to hog the limelight and be up front. But then Roy Fox, of course, decided he was off to the States in 1932 and Stone had to take over and form a new orchestra, using a lot of the personnel from the original band. Nat Ganella was there, and Al Bowley as well. The cream of the crop in London at the time. And cometh the hour, as they say, cometh the man, and he went on to great heights, playing with the bands and, yeah, recording and mixing with all the great and the good. Not a bad life. Well, yes, back in the day, although it had its troubles, the same as we have our troubles these days. George Shearing, yeah, at the BBC. I found this one, a classic. Like I said, I don't know whether you've ever had any of these lovely jazz legends. BBC series came out, I don't know, about 30-odd years ago, I guess. And this featured all sorts of sort of middle-of-the-road, or like I said, mainstream jazz, and some more modern jazz as well. I've got some Don Cherry and Art Blakey, I think, on the BBC Jazz series. But George also had one come out. Oscar Peterson's another one I've got as well, and Dizzy Gillespie's 70th anniversary big band. Have I got that? I think I might have that somewhere. Gil Evans as well. But this one's wonderful, yes. George Shearing live at the BBC. And, well, I'll just play it and you may as well hear. What shall we have? A good selection of music on it and of all sorts, but I think we'll go for just a mood. Thank you. as you can tell, live at the Forum in Bath in 1992, George Shearing with Neil Swenson on the bass. Great playing from Neil there as well. Lovely stuff. And yeah, great joker and a wonderful sense of humour. I never met George, unfortunately. I'm trying to think whether the old maestro did or not, but I'd love to have met him. He's a real character from all accounts and a great sense of humour. And played all around the world and, of course, started off in London and went over stateside and came back regularly, but lived in the States for an awful lot of his life in adulthood, certainly. And there's a note here saying that when he heard that this BBC recording was to be issued, he smiled at this recollection because of one event that occurred he remembered during the event, which does actually feature later on in the CD. I played one week, who knows? Inasmuch as in virtually all the concerts when he and Neil were playing together in their bass piano duo, George would have a solo feature and Neil would go off and presumably could go and have a bathroom break or whatever. And then when he'd finished his solo feature, he would sort of go into a bebop tune and Neil would appear and join in on the bass. And on this particular gig, which, like I said, is about track 6 or 7 on the disc, I think, he does indeed launch into a track called Whale, a rapid bebop tune. And away he went, having announced Neil's return, playing away. And it's one of those events, if you've ever seen the classic spoof, This is Spinal Tap. Very, very funny if you haven't ever seen it. Nothing to do with Sweet and Swing. It's about a rock band, a heavy rock band. But, I mean, I'm not into heavy rock, but I must find it laugh out loud funny. A classic of its genre. It's so well done. And there's a wonderful scene where they're all there, ready to go and rock, and they're playing in this venue, and they get lost backstage. So they're rock and roll, and off they go, and they keep turning down the wrong. If you've ever been backstage at any of these venues where there's myriads of various corridors and tunnels and trapdoors and goodness knows what, and they get lost. And this is what happened to Neil, apparently. Yes, so George sat off, launched into this tune, waiting for the bass player to turn up. And, yeah, Neil got lost in the labyrinth of backstage corridors at the Forum Theatre in Bath, and it took him quite some time to turn up back on stage. George thinking, is he ever going to arrive? What's happened? As he's carried on his own. And when the bass player does eventually get back on stage, there's a great roar from the audience. I love that, yeah. We'll see if we can play that, maybe. Not tonight, but some other time. I'll keep that in the bag for the time being, shall I? How about one of our gold standards then? Classics from the great American songbook. Kern, Porter, Berlin, Mercer and Arlen, Hoagie Carmichael, they're all there. All the great standards with some great artists as well on this collection. June Christie, Harry James, Bing Crosby, Sarah Vaughan, Frank Sinatra. Oh yes, and this lady, Doris Day.
Time it was, then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was, how sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. And I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice say, I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now. Love, and here it was shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know.
Sweet and Swing, delivered to your door by the wine cellar, Douglas.
Just what I could do with now, really. A hot coffee. Billy Scott Coomer with Jack Payne and the Boys, with a little twofer for this evening. It is Sweet and Swing. My name's Howard Kane here on Manx Radio. Always a pleasure to have your company, now or any time. During the week, during the morning, this time of an evening, you will find all manner of different types of specialist music, whether you're into opera, with Ernie, or folk, of course, with John Barker, wonderful, taking over from Big John, keeping up with the Johns. A wonderful selection of music now plays on a Tuesday evening. Ian, of course, with possibly the world's, certainly Britain and the Isle of Man, and I think Europe's longest running brass band programme, Time for Brass. And then Morris with a wonderful selection of a little light music and lots of knowledge as well on a Thursday evening. And then not forgetting on Saturday night, of course, jumping in the best in modern and contemporary jazz with Brother Chris and myself, H. And here we are with Sweet and Swing with all the lovely sounds of the 20s and 30s and 40s. Swing, big band, nostalgia, all good taste, as they say. And this man who sort of fits in the middle of all that, Donald Swan, far and away best known, of course, for Flanders and Swan, that wonderful duo he had with Michael. And great, great player, great musician, a wonderful character from all accounts. But he also liked a little bit of jazz. He met up with Digby Fairweather back in the 80s, this would be, I think. And he says, jazz often featured in some of my review songs, but I never really thought about playing jazz so much. But Digby, who he knew quite well, and he said he wanted to play into some slow train song. I'd heard it once in my mind. Remember the slow, take the slow train, dum-dum, dum-dum, one he did with Michael Flanders. And I offered him some other ones, Distant Calling Love, written as a result of several stays in the USA. But I had no really idea of what we were going to do. And Digby Fairweather said, oh, I've got a great band coming. So Johnny Barnes, wonderful character, played over here many times, really nice chap, did meet Johnny many times. Adrian McIntosh on the drums, likewise. Ron Rubin on the bass. And Lisa Lincoln, vocalist. And they got together and recorded this album, Swan in Jazz. Here they are then. I Want to Say So Much.
Don't know what you think. You don't say anything. just can't find the words.
I just can't find the words.
I really should have known. Instead, I drink your wine. Instead, I leave alone.
Swan in Jazz, Donald Swan with Digby Fairweather and Lisa Lincoln. Bill Skeet also features on the album. Ron Rubin, I'll get there yet, on the bass. Adrian McIntosh, I don't know if he featured much on the drums. I don't think he did particularly. We'll play another track of that next week, I think. A jazzier one as well. I thought we'd do a little ballad to start, but they've also got fascinating rhythm and a few other more up-tempo numbers. You never think of him doing a bit of jazz, but apparently always up for a bit of a challenge. Yeah, I'll do more of that next week, I think, which is rather nice. Siv Jansson with Lisa there, along with Bill Skeet on the sax. Donald's portrait, it says, of outer and inner faces at odds. We've all been there. Haven't we just...
Says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby.
Broadway, you hit the hay.
Good night.
Milkman's on his way.
Sleep tight, baby.
Don't go, you'll sleep all day.
Sleep
on Broadway,
tight. Let's call it a day. Listen to the lullaby of old Broadway.
Crosby in chorus with the Dorsey Brothers. An up-tempo version of a lullaby of Broadway, rather also associated with George Shearing, who did a fine version of that one as well, didn't he? I love the sound of that at the end, the pash. Any of those Chinese cymbals always really get me going, those splash-type sounds, which is very popular in the sort of 20s and 30s in particular, ending a tune, an up-tempo tune, with a pa on one of those cymbals, which If you go back and think of the Duke Ellington bands and some of the early Louis Armstrong and such like, they'd have the big bass drum and those great big swan-necked cymbal stands. You know the one I mean? The big curvy and the cymbal hanging in midair. Almost looked like it was just hanging in the middle of nowhere. Not like the sort of modern stands you see these days. Wonderful sound in any case. Great stuff. How about a little bit of Ben Webster? Haven't had Big Ben on for a few weeks. You can never go wrong with a bit of Ben. That lovely, deep, breathy sound he had. Here he is with Maria.
Thank you.
Maria from the album Blue Saxophones. Ben Webster in the company of the Hawk. Coleman Hawkins. Oscar Peterson at the piano. Herb Ellis guitar. Ray Brown bass. Alvin Stoller at the drums. Not a bad little lineup, I would say. Not a bad lineup at all. Good sort of gentle groove going along with that one as well. Very blue sounding. A quick bit of the Jitney Man before we leave.
Jitney man, a regular jockey I am. Any place you wanna go, I can take you fast or slow. Bully da 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 da, I'm the jitney man. Oh, I can drive, I can. Behind this wheel, I'm the man. Take it easy in your seat, everything will be all right. Holla da, holla da, I'm the jitney man. You don't even have to call. Look like you're going somewhere, and I'll be there with the door wide open, waiting to take your fare. I'm the jitney man. Take you and bring you, my friend. I'm always up and down the street, cause jitney drivers got to eat. Bo-dee-da-da-da-da, I'm the jitney man.
Billy Eckstein with the Jitney Man, Earl Hines and his orchestra, and Billy taking the vocals there back in New York in 1941. It can be more exact, 17th of November, so not that far away. It's, yeah, from the calendar date, a few years away. In real terms, 1941, lordy. I'm not even going to try and think it's, yeah, 16, 17, yeah, a lot. The Jitney Man, I think, was a sort of cabbie, wasn't he? I think the Jitney was like a bus or something that went up and down a regular route, and people could hop in and out, and you'd just pay like 5 cents a set sort of nominal fee. So he was like a local taxi driver, I think. I think. If you know otherwise, let me know. Howard Kane at manxradio.com, C-A-I-N-E. Love to hear from you with any thoughts. Enjoy the show or not. Look after yourselves, whatever you do. Same time, same place, next week. Cheerio.